This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Hey, welcome to The Third Age with the Doctor and the Man from Hollywood. The Doctor is Peter Brill, MD, and the Man from Hollywood is me, David Devon. That was perfect. Thank you. On this show, we turn the myths of aging upside down. We sort out the scientific and the trendy and the medical and the cultural. And we will try to tell you everything you need to know about living in the third age with panache and a nice pinch of chutzpah. Remember, we guarantee that if you listen to us, you will never grow old.
And I'm the doctor, Dr. Peter Brill. The third age starts somewhere around 45 or 50. It's a time when you start to feel a stronger desire for deeper meaning and fulfillment in your life. Your first age is childhood. Your second age is building career and family. The third age is a major change or transition to a whole new set of problems, values, opportunities, and gratifications.
So join us as fellow explorers in this journey to discover what brings passion and purpose and joy into what is largely an uncharted time of life. You're listening to The Third Age.
Our show has been dedicated to helping people find passion, purpose, and joy in the aging process. To do that, we know it's essential for people to come together and share their support, resources, story, and knowledge. Our guest today, Dotsy Bregel, is doing just that through her prominent website, all right, for baby boomer women. She helps them by empowering and connecting them. She has a wonderful story to tell. Stay tuned and hear her fascinating journey and learn from her wisdom.
How's that for extemporaneous speaking?
Yes, I was so extemporaneous I had to turn the page.
Hey, listen, I'm the guy from Hollywood. I have to do a little bit more direction here, right?
Yes, you do.
I'm letting you get away with things that are just out of ridiculous.
I know. On live TV, I'd probably be, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You'd get all the mail from all the ladies. You know that.
I know. You know, when you're gorgeous like me, what
can
you say?
That's right. And also, you're wealthy. You're smart. You got everything going for you.
Wow, what did I do to you today? Well, maybe it's Samantha who's lighting up. Samantha, welcome to the show today.
Hello. Huh? How are you guys doing?
We're doing good in the third age. How's it going back there in the first age?
It's going pretty well these days, actually.
Let's check all the ages. We got Jaron here.
Jaron, we also got our engineer.
How's it going in the second age?
Second age is good. Cloudy. You know, little overcast, but nice. No drizzle yet.
Good. We got everybody represented. Everybody's doing okay. You have a serious look on your face, Doctor.
Well, I was thinking about this site. I mean, I visited
the
Dr.
site that
Bregel's
we're
going
to talk about today.
Yeah. And I was just overwhelmed with how important it is for people to get together and share their knowledge and wisdom and resources and information, and how well she had done that. I mean, the site, we'll talk about it as a guest on the show. It's really, it's one of the things that have been our tenets, David, too, which is why we have our groups and our workshops and so forth, because there is just this incredible need for exchange of support and information, and for opportunity for people to shine from throughout their lives.
Yeah, and Dotsy Bregel has put up a website that's just phenomenal. I mean, there's more people. It's like a whole village just talking and sharing and listening and supporting online. It's beautiful. And if you think you're overwhelmed with that, I want to tell you about three guys who got overwhelmed.
Oh, it's the time for
the news story.
The news story.
There were three guys who got overwhelmed with a much smaller job than putting up a huge website. This happened in Milwaukee, and it just was on the wire services. Three men burst into a convenience store in an attempt to haul away an ATM. Now, that's a good idea. I mean, why go and stick up somebody with a gun when you can just grab the ATM and haul it away, right? Isn't that a good
exactly.
idea?
Make sure you take the camera with you.
Well, I forgot that.
Oh.
It was the surveillance cameras were rolling when the would-be burglars showed up early Wednesday morning. And they backed a stolen GMC Suburban through the store's front door. That's a good start. That's exactly right. Glass went flying everywhere. The driver got out and first tried pulling on the ATM, except the machine was bolted to the floor. So the burglar seemed a little confused and lacking in a plan. So what they did was the second time they used the SUV, which was, you know, smart, used the power of the SUV. They tied a rope around the machine and the Suburban's bumper, and the driver gunned the SUV.
The bumper came off.
And the bumper came off. One of the men, this is all on camera, one of the men gives the ATM one last tug and then gives up, chasing after his accomplices who are already driving away. This is a scene from a Woody Allen movie, but I thought it was great. And the other story that I have is not really that funny, but it's really inspiring. There's a woman in Poland, 84 years old. She became Poland's oldest parachutist when she made her first jump with her daughter-in-law. That's 84 years old. She said, "I survived World War II and wasn't afraid, so what's there to be afraid of now?" You know, I should be thinking like that, right?
Absolutely.
She said after clambering out of her jumpsuit, "Granny is not your ordinary gran," said one of her teenage granddaughters. "She tells me I'm not playing my music loud enough and comes into my room and wants to dance." How about that? Isn't that
sounds
great?
Sounds like a fun yeah. grandma
I love
to me.
Yeah.
It's inspiring. So, Samantha, what do you what does this make you think about as you look at people that do this stuff?
I think it's great. I hope that I'll be having that much fun when I'm older.
What do you think will stand in your way?
What will stay in my way?
Stand in your way. Why would you not be able to have that much fun?
I don't know. I don't think anything will. Now that I know all this information.
Yeah, you know, you'll be bounding over the mountains of the moon at 84.
You probably.
Maybe going into space.
Oh, you will. You'll be bounding. You'll be going over, you know, jumping over them.
But when you go into space, make sure you get drunk first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Does that help?
Right. I'm not going up on that thing sober.
You heard that story, right?
Right, all of the people.
Samantha, you probably know more about aging than any person your age.
I think that's true.
You've been doing this show for so long, and you've been on the show and talked to so many fascinating people. I mean, it must feel great to have this kind of knowledge.
I do. I feel like I have a step up on everyone else my age.
You do.
For
you, I mean, you started
older.
With one.
Yeah.
What, Peter?
Well,
I'm sorry.
I just wanted to ask people to come to our website, register as members. We are using the member in Santa Barbara to help change the myths of aging. We are helping people disconfirm, and we're working with the media to help disconfirm the idea that people have less value as they age. This society so much discounts people as they age that it is vital that we learn to get to esteem mm-hmm. people. We're having all these our society is going to age. Mm-hmm. And it's very important for the society and for the people that we change how we deal with people's aging. So sign up, register. We use your membership and the numbers to help deal and to put pressure to change how the media and other places really portray people as they age. Also, you can tell us your stories, which we'd love to hear. We're going to be right back in just a minute with Dotsie Bragel, who has founded an incredible website for baby boomer women. Stay tuned. It's a fascinating story.
Listen to Beauty Now, the intersection of cosmetic surgery, longevity, and biomedical innovation for confident decisions in preventative aging on personallifemedia.com.
We're back with the third HP. I came in a little early there, but everybody will forgive me. I'm missing my mark lately. I'm not going to be able to ever go back to Hollywood. We have with us on the third age, this is David Devin speaking. I'm here with Dr. Peter Brill and Samantha Friedman. We have with us Dotsie Bragel, who's the founder of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, which has a website, which is www.nabbw.com. National Association of Baby Boomer Women, and Boomer Women Speak, which is another incredible website, www.boomerwomenspeak.com, the number one site on all search engines for baby boomer women. DOTSI established the association, the only one dedicated to serving the healthiest, wealthiest, and best-educated group of women to reach midlife. And she started this to support and encourage women to live their dreams. She's a writer, she's a speaker, an expert on issues concerning her generation of women, and she's also passionate about educating and empowering midlife women through her wildly successful websites, and they are, including more than 60 forums that act as a virtual village for boomers. Welcome to the show, DOTSI Bregel.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's fun to have you.
So why did you start this site, and what do you feel it's accomplishing?
Well, okay, there are two sites. I launched BoomerWomenSpeak.com back in 2002 to give our generation of women a voice. I know that a lot of women feel alone with their stories, and I thought it would be great to give a forum atmosphere for women to share so they could recognize that, you know what, we're not alone. We have a lot more similarities than difference. So the success of that site and that forum community caused me to see that, you know, boomer women were interested in staying educated and up to date with everything that we're going through at midlife. So I decided to launch the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, and that's the NABBW.com site, and that was launched in 2005.
Wow. That's come a long way in a short time.
I guess so, yeah, but I'm willing to go, you know, I'm ready to go a lot further.
That's great. That's tremendous. Let me ask you a question. Can you give me one or two? You said the first site was designed for people to communicate their stories.
Right.
Can you give us a couple of stories that you think was that were dramatic, important, and that you are memorable to you?
Sure, sure. Well, there are tons because there's literally, you know, many a day. But just to give you a couple that would give you an idea of, you know, where boomer women are. You know, a lot of people refer to us as the sandwich generation, and I like to say that we are actually the club sandwich generation because not only are we caring for parents, a lot of us are also caring for grandchildren. Perfect example was a woman who entered the forums. She had gone back to school to be a nurse, and so she was trying to get to school, and she got a phone call from her daughter, whose daycare provider was sick, so she needed a babysitter. And then she also had a call from her dad, who needed a ride to his doctor. That they both lived 45 minutes in the opposite direction. Here she is, she's expected to be at school, and she's got to decide, all right, do I go to school? Do I, you know, go help my daughter and grandchild, or do I go take my dad to the doctor? So we're really split in many directions and caring for a lot of people and trying to care for ourselves. So that's one, you know,
example. But let's take that story for a second.
Sure.
So now, how does your site, and mm-hmm. how did she, first of all, what did she do?
She ended up helping her daughter. And I think it was because she felt like she could help her daughter and her granddaughter. She could make up school another time and reschedule the dad's appointment.
Very logical.
You know, I mean, sometimes you've got to pull in extra help, other siblings, you know, that type of thing. But
Her telling that story on your site help her and help others?
Well, because other women read it and they're like, oh, my gosh, this is so familiar. And so they realize that they're not alone with this being stressed out and pulled in many directions. And in many cases, it's not school, it's work. You know, people have to choose between work and the grandchildren and the children and the parents. And then in addition to that, through the association, we do a lot of educational opportunities that help women, you know, kind of try to find balance and find their passion and just live life more intentionally and try to plan ahead and make good choices.
Do people ever meet face-to-face?
You know what? People from the forum community have met face-to-face. Like, boomer women travel a lot. And when they travel, if they're in the forum community and they know someone that lives in the same area, they'll say, I'm coming to town, you know, let's meet for lunch, that type of thing. So they do meet face-to-face on those occasions, and then they'll, like, send pictures of the meeting and that type of thing. But basically, it is a virtual community. The majority of everything is done online.
Let me ask you this. How do you your members are, what you say, are the healthiest, wealthiest, and best-educated group of women to reach midlife. How do you narrow your members down to that list?
Well, I'm not saying the members are, but I'm saying baby boomer women in general are healthier, wealthier, and better educated than any generation of women prior to ours.
I see. Oh, I misunderstood that.
Yes. No, that's not our membership. No.
Okay, because, you know, there's all... We see all kinds of women and men who are in all socioeconomic categories.
Sure.
And they all, no matter what category they're in, it doesn't matter. You know, they still can desire the same thing, which is to be valued and keep their identity. And right?
Right, absolutely. And you know, that's one thing that I always say about baby boomers is you really can't put us in a box. I mean, you can't even put us in a big box because... you know, we span 18 years. That's a long time. So while some of us were raised during the women's rights and the civil rights movements, the other ones, the younger ones who were born in 1964, don't really recall that too well.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a big disparity in the younger and the older edges of the boomers.
Give us another story.
Let's see. I'd say another story that's pretty typical of what boomer women are going through in this is pretty interesting. 51% of women in America are single now, and that's not just baby boomer women, that's women.
51%?
Mm-hmm. Just crossed over the 50% mark several months ago. So we do get quite a few stories about, you know, leaving the spouse or the spouse leaving them, getting divorced, you know, trying to step out and make it financially, you know, with two separate households. And, you know, for some women that were married and not working, they have to reenter the workforce. So we have a lot of stories about that. And then in addition to that is starting the whole dating thing all over again. You know, and how do we go about that in this day and age when the younger kids are using the internet? Well, you know, a lot of boomers are also using the internet to date. So we have a lot of stories based around being single at midlife.
Now, how do you protect it? This just occurred to me. You've got a lot of women talking in very intimate ways on your mm-hmm. website. Mm-hmm. How do you protect against a man masquerading as a woman?
They have a chromosome test.
Well, we don't have a chromosome test, but we have so many women who are regulars
yeah.
who really, like, police the forums for us. It's quite funny because... recently, we did have some man in there masquerading as a woman, and he was also picking our brains for information about a site that, you know, what would you like to see on a site for baby boomers and, you know, this kind of thing. Well, we did a little investigative work, and come to find out he is getting ready to launch a site for baby boomers, but he came into our forums as a woman, but we were able to find his, you know, get his email address and look up. He used the same screen name he had used in other forums, and so anyway, we just banned him. Mm. But, it's interesting. You know, there might be somebody in there. There's a man that we haven't caught on to. But pretty much the women that are in there are just really on the ball.
Let me ask you this question another way around. Suppose there was a man in there who was learning the secret pains, difficulties, and struggles of women. Would that be so bad?
Well, you know what? Men are more than welcome to read,
yeah.
and they do. But they are not welcome to post because the forum is to give women a voice, not men. We have had men come in and say, enter like the forum on, it's called Singlehood. And he entered as a man, and he wasn't even, you know, trying to hide the fact mm-hmm. that he was a man, and just kind of said, I'm back in the dating scene, and I'd love to know, you know, what boomer women are looking for. And
we'll have to wait to hear what happened to this poor guy after our break. We're going to take a break right now.
A cliffhanger. It's a cliffhanger.
So stay tuned with us.
Listen to Living Green, Effortless Ecology for Everyday People, a weekly online audio program featuring champions of sustainable living at personallifemedia.com.
we're talking to Dotsie Bregel. Hi, Dotsie. Thanks
Hello
for coming.
Hello again.
Again? Let's just keep repeating your website because we think it's great. It's NABBW.com, which is the National Association of Baby Boomer Women. And it's BoomerWomenSpeak.com, which is where you can get together with hundreds of other women, maybe thousands, I don't even know.
By a lot of different topics. But let me finish the story of this poor man. He's lost in this wilderness of women.
Yeah.
And so what happened to this poor guy?
Basically, we just responded to him by email and said we're sorry, but, you know, the forum community is for women only. And so, you know, he's like, well, what about a Boomer Men Speak? And I said, well, it's a great idea, but I don't know nearly enough about Boomer Men to do something like that. So maybe, you know, you'd like to do that, you know. And he was nice enough and just, you know, kind of left. So
let me ask you a question. Do you think that men are as likely to speak as women?
You know, I think there might be some men who are, but as you know, as a rule, I don't think so. I just don't see a lot of men sitting, you know, at the keyboard sharing their personal stories. However, I have, just out of curiosity, entered different communities online that were related to medical issues.
Yes.
And so I think that's a different story. There were quite a few men in those forum communities doing research and that type of thing. But as far as just jumping into a forum and sharing stories, you know, for the heck of it and to just kind of get more feedback, I think it's more of a woman's thing. But I could be wrong.
Tell us a little bit for a moment about the member benefits of becoming a member on your website.
Oh, sure.
I mean, just list them so we know.
Okay, yeah. Well, we partner with Me Magazine, which is a magazine for baby boomer women. The woman who wrote and produced Menopause the Musical has launched this magazine. So you get a free year subscription when you join. You also get a subscription to another magazine, which is Grand, which is a national magazine for grandparents. So you get two free, you know, one-year subscriptions to those magazines. But, you know, that's kind of the tangible things that you get. But in addition to that, we offer free financial and legal advice via email through women who are just want to put themselves out there for the benefit of other women. We have monthly free teleconferences. This evening we're doing one with Jan Cullinane, who is the author of the book The New Retirement, which second edition launches August 7th. So we're going to be interviewing her about preparing for retirement, things to consider at different ages and stages. So we do those once a month, and they're available. If you can't be on the call, they're available as a PDF file so you can read it, and then they're also available as an audio file so you can listen at a later date. We offer discounts on midlife coaching, web design, jewelry, skincare, 1-800-Flowers, the Popcorn Factory, lots of different discounts that members who join also will offer up discounts to. And then, you know, we just have a lot of promotional and networking opportunities for people who are in the business of baby boomers. For instance, the people who are joining, the women who are joining our association, are either at midlife and just looking to remain educated and empowered and kind of trying to live life with passion. And so they are women who are just really kind of looking to figure it all out and see what's next and, you know, that type of thing. And
what is an example of a promotional opportunity?
Okay, well, we offer 20% off advertising at Boomer Women Speak, so that's a promotional opportunity. I do a lot of correspondence with, journalists. So if a journalist contacts me because, you know, of our tremendous web presence, they'll contact me and say, I'm writing an article about such and such, and I'd like to interview you, or do you have any members I can interview? So, you know, I might say, well, I'm happy to talk to you, but if it's really about menopause or wicking wear or something more specific, I refer them to a member. So that's just a couple examples of promotional opportunities.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of networking that's done, because other people who are joining to network a book, a service, a product, a website, or something like that for baby boomers.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Let me ask you this question. So you're at the center of a lot of communication that's taking place in baby boomer women.
Absolutely.
What have you learned?
Well, I have learned that it's just an incredible generation, and that the boomer women are really pioneers in our own right. I mean, we've lived and loved and learned a lot, and you know, a lot of us have, we come from different backgrounds, we have different baggage, but we really, you know, desire to make a difference, and that's what I really love and appreciate about working with boomer women. You know, when I launched the association and I was looking for experts on all topics pertaining to boomer women, everyone I spoke to and said, here's the deal. You become an expert for the association and we promote you. All but one person was willing to do it without even knowing how the association was going to take off, but just because they're interested in helping other women. And so that's something that I've learned and that I just really love and appreciate, you know, about our generation of women. And then also the other thing is that, you know, we have been referred to as the me generation, and quite honestly, I just don't get it, because I like to think of us as the we generation. And even, I'm sure you've heard, in retirement, boomers are starting to address the whole volunteer issue more, and, you know, and that type of thing, as far as being a person for others. So,
where are the sorrows? Where are the hurts? Where are the struggles?
I'd have to say, gosh, you know, some relationship issues. Definitely, you know, step families, step children, step grandchildren. That's a big issue and something that women often talk about in our forum community. Grief is a big issue right now, because a lot of us are losing our parents, and a smaller majority are losing spouses. But grief is tough. I would say there are some financial issues, because we're looking at retirement and wondering, I mean, since more of us are single, and even though we are self-sufficient and have worked and, you know, that type of thing, we're just looking at the future saying, okay, am I going to be able to pay for my prescriptions? Will I be able to have medical you know, health insurance, those types of things.
Have you seen Sicko?
Pardon me?
Have you seen Sicko?
You know, I haven't. I haven't seen it, and I need to see it. I know I need to see it.
She's good. Take a laptop.
Yeah, you can, you know, you can work on the screen while you're there.
Yeah, you can connect to your computer at home. There's a program, right? You just take your laptop, Dotsie.
Oh, please. But I need to get away from it, you know?
So how do we help women with these issues? Let's take the three that you listed. How do we help them?
Now, when you say we, do you mean the association or society?
People in society in general. How does this society, how should we address, what should be done for them? Not just the society, what should be done for these women?
Well, I would say that, you know, a lot will have to do with the next presidential election, and I don't really do politics, so I can't talk too deeply about it. But
that's the politics is not going to help the women who have lost their fathers.
Well, oh no, if you're talking about grief, I was talking about finances, prescriptions, you know, that type of thing. Actually, you know, I think that education is great. There are quite a few books that are being written now about grief and support groups. And I think a lot of it has to do with community and being there at the right time. Different hospice centers are doing a great job of helping women with grief. So I think, you know, community has a lot to do with how we can get the type of help that we need.
I truly agree with you, and we'll continue this community in just a moment, but we're going to take a break right now.
Listen to Living Dialogues, thought leaders in transforming ourselves and our global community, with Duncan Campbell, visionary conversationalist, bringing you the best in new paradigm thinking on personallifemedia.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Third Age. This is the man from Hollywood, David Devin, and I'm here with the doctor, Peter Brill. We seem to be having some intermittent electricity problems here, so if we go off for a second and then come right back on, don't think that it's your radio. It's just something going on
or
in the general area.
Or if we go off for a long time and don't come
Run. We're here with Dotsie Bregel. Her website is boomerwomenspeak.com. And Samantha wanted to ask you a question, Dotsie.
Hi, Dotsie.
Hello, Samantha.
How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. So I read a little bit on your website just about your life, and we were all just wondering kind of if you could just tell us a little bit what your life was like before you started the association and how you got into it and what made you want to do it.
Sure. I was kind of in a valley. I had always been a stay-at-home mom to three children, and it was a decision that my husband and I made prior to having kids. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I was just so into being a mother, and I did everything really based around what the kids were doing. A lot of volunteer work as they were coming up in the school and the community and church and rec councils, et cetera. I'm sure some of you are familiar with that. So anyway, what happened was my mom had been diagnosed with lung cancer and only given 6 months to live. And at that time, I pretty much dropped all my volunteer work to help my family care for her. And she did live only 6 months. And when she died, I had this huge void because I was no longer doing my volunteer work, nor was mm-hmm. I getting up and heading out the door, you know, to mom and dad. So I also had three high schoolers at the time, and I knew that my job was soon, I was soon going to be out of a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I did was I was very intentional. I'm a very faithful woman, and so I journaled and prayed and did different Bible studies to kind of figure out what was next. And so I really feel like this is a ministry because what I learned was that it was up to me to kind of connect, encourage, and support Boomer Women Online and to give our generation of women a voice. And while I was being very intentional, I was reading a book called Ophelia Speaks, and you might be familiar with it. There are quite a few Ophelia books, but they're about young women. And Ophelia Speaks was a book written by a college student who gave the young women a voice, because a lot was being written about young girls and, you know, why they were doing what they were doing and that type of thing, and she felt the need to kind of give voice to her generation. And while I was reading that book, that's really this little light bulb just went off and said, you need to do this for your generation.
Yeah.
And so that's really how it got started.
How did you take it from nowhere to where it is now? I mean, how do you start a website by yourself? I mean, everybody's trying to do it. How do you do it? Start it by itself and then make it into what it is now. I mean,
well, you know, I was really blessed. I just kept getting great direction. I had this young couple and that, you know, we were family friends with, and he has his own web business, and he's like, I'd love to help you with this. So, you know, we did a lot of brainstorming. I did tons of research. I mean, it just takes so much research to really figure out what should be on the site and how it should be on the site. And so I really just started at the ground and worked up. And then they helped launch the site. And then from there, I work with another woman at Bochelle Creative who has really helped me grow the web presence. But I've got to tell you, it's a lot of hard work. You know, you just have to put yourself out there, correspond with people from other sites, you know, cross-link. I mean, I write articles for lots of, you know, I just write articles and submit them online to other sites, and then they publish them, so then I, you know, get some attention from that audience. And you just have to keep building and building and building.
It's a never-ending process.
It is never, never ending. And, you know, I get all this media attention just because of the presence, and people are like, oh, my God, that is so great. That's so great, you know. But it just can't stop.
No.
You know, it has to keep going
to continue
because, you know, so you're in a magazine 1 month and there's this great article and mm-hmm. people come to your site and some people sign up for the newsletter and some people come back, but you don't continue to have that original whole audience forever.
So you have to keep attracting new people over
Absolutely.
And over again.
Yes, and you have to have ways to capture their web addresses on your site, you know, for the newsletter and that type of thing. It's pretty complex. Actually, I have a I did a what I think was a pretty darn good teleseminar, and it's actually for sale on our site in our resource center, and it's only $9.99. And I really share a lot about, you know, the nitty-gritty of growing a website and, you know, what kinds of things you need to be thoughtful of.
Great.
That's one. You know why I'm so excited by what you're doing is you represent a major component of the new movement that I think is going to sweep this society. We're going to have a series. I know yours is a ministry, so I don't mean to demean it in any way. But it's also an entrepreneurial venture.
Right, exactly.
And the we're going to have a large number of people who are going to be leaving either employment or families, you know, as the children leave the home,
mm-hmm.
and are going to be starting all kinds. In fact, they already are.
Mm-hmm.
Are going to be starting all kinds of new endeavors.
Right.
And but I think you outlined a couple. I started three national companies. I know how hard it is. And you know, the thing that you point out is that it's involved in a lot of thinking, a lot of investigation, and a lot of hard work.
It really does, you know. And some people that correspond with me think that it's like magic.
Yes.
You know, oh, you're online, you get all this traffic. It is not. It's just a lot of hard work. Now, I have to say, you know, I work at it just as hard as I did a couple years ago, but I'm doing it a little differently, you know, because I'm getting more attention. So then you have
sure,
to be more creative
easier.
And figure out, you know, where to go from there. So it's just ongoing.
One other thing I just want to point out that I always felt in the three businesses, and all of my businesses were in the area of something to do with medicine or change of cultural things and organizations, but stuff that was coming from my heart and my soul.
Right.
And if you find that part that you did, that part of yourself that's that spiritual part and follow it,
mm-hmm.
It's amazing how many things will come to you, how many efforts, help, so forth.
I preach that. I mean, I don't like preach it, but, you know, oftentimes when I do these radio shows and they say, okay, you know, what do you want to leave the women with? It's basically get to know yourself.
Yes.
Be still, because we are such a rat race society, and you know, we just run from one thing to the next, and we never sit down and really consider what we're doing, who we're doing it for, why we're doing it. We're just doing it.
Exactly.
Because
we have like 1 minute left. What, David?
We have more than 1 minute. How much time do we have? A minute and a half.
That
gets me to what I really wanted. What I wanted to get in here before we say goodbye is this spiritual aspect of what people are doing at this stage of life.
Yeah, it's encouraging. It's most encouraging. And, you know, it happens for a lot of reasons. I mean, we're older, you know, with age comes wisdom. We're also watching a generation die before our eyes,
mm-hmm.
and we're considering our own mortality, and we're starting to say, you know, what's my purpose here?
Yep.
So is that a spiritual question?
I think, for me, it's a very spiritual question. For some people, it might not be, but it depends, you know, what your faith background is.
Well,
but for
I think it's always a spiritual question, and I think the question is whether it's a flame or a pilot light. We really want to thank you. Let me just mention your websites. It's for Dotsy Bregel. I'll just mention one of them because I can find the other one that way.
Sure.
www.nabbw.com. It's a wonderful place for baby boomer women. We really want to thank you, Dotsy, for being on the show with us today.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.
And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listen to Money, Mission, and Meaning. Passion at work, purpose at play. A weekly audio program bringing you success in the business of life on personallifemedia.com.
Guess what? We're back. I bet you wondered if we were coming back. I know you're glued to your radio listening to us now. You better be glued to your radio if you're in your car, because otherwise you can't drive and walk around at the same time. I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's why I'm called the man from Hollywood. Hey, you know, she was a great guest.
Are you going to introduce the rest of us, or is it only going to be you for this segment?
Oh, God. The doctor. The doctor is now going to examine me, Dr. Peter Brill, and the first ager, our assistant producer or associate producer or main person around here, is Samantha Friedman.
Who's just about ready to head on a cruise around the world.
Yep. But before that, guess where she's going? Where are you going?
Fiesta.
What are you going to do? What are you doing, Fiesta? What's your rigmarole?
Go have fun and dress up in bright colors.
You don't drink, do you, Samantha?
No, I'm not old enough to drink.
Okay. You have fun and dress up in bright colors. That's about it?
Well, have parties with your friends and go downtown and eat the food.
Are they themed parties or just the...
Fiesta parties.
I mean, do you play, do you have like those things that you hit? What are those things called?
Pinatas?
Or do you have, do you play salsa music?
I'm sure they find something at their age to play.
You're so suspicious.
What are you guys doing?
I'm not suspicious.
What are you going to do?
What year are you in college? You're a junior in college, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, let's wake up.
I think Dr. Brill is going to ride an elephant in the parade, aren't you?
Absolutely. But one thing I want to talk about, I want to just continue, if you don't mind, are just digressing for just a minute back into the theme of the show.
Yes.
Again and again and again and again, we find out, whether it's virtual through the network, whether it's alive with people, whether it's meeting, there are certain basic principles that come back over and over again. One is that you need other people in this stage of life, in fact, throughout life. The second one is you need to quiet yourself down enough, and you need to figure out who you are, what you want, where you're going, and how to find fulfillment in life. And you can get so busy and so frenetic in your life that you don't spend the time doing that. I just want to urge you also to help us. Give us a call, 969-9794, or visit our website, www.thirdagefoundation.com. Give us your stories, register as a member. We can certainly use more members to help change the myths of aging. And also, we have a couple of spots in our groups available if you're interested.
I just saw a report that we're selling a lot of books on Amazon.
People are buying
books. We have a really great book. It's called Finding Your J-Spot, which stands for Joy in Midlife and Beyond. And it's a seven-step program that really helps people in the third age find and recapture the passion and purpose and joy that they're entitled to just by being alive.
Empower yourself, find a way to make your life as fulfilling as possible. This is your, as far as we know, this is your only life.
If you want to find your J-Spot, look us up on Amazon.com. Finding Your J-Spot. I think that's a cute title. You know, everyone
thought it up, David?
Somebody else, not me.
Oh.
Somebody said it, and I said, that's a good title. Oh. But people smile when you say that.
They do.
Because, you know, I guess it's not that far from... You know, the L spot.
Well, I'm thrilled that there's that women are getting together, that men are getting together, that third agers are getting together. Maybe we can change the way that society views aging. We'll be on again tonight at 9 o'clock, on Saturday at 1. Tune in next week also for another journey into the third age.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.